Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Kuf Lamed Aleph in Maseches Shabbos, the 193rd daf in Shas. We pick up 12 lines from the bottom on Kuf Lamed Amud Beis, and we are discussing in Perek Rebbe Eliezer Demila the movement of a knife. Rebbe Eliezer had said that one is allowed to even move a knife from Mila from a Rishus HaRabim into a Rishus HaYachid. And then the Gemara begins to discuss that there were Tanoim who disagreed with Rebbe Eliezer and begins to weigh other possibilities, and that is the movement of a knife in a Mavui that did not have a Shitufe Mavoos. Let us just explain. Yesterday we went through it quickly, so let us explain in a little bit more detail what the concept of Shitufe Mavoos is. We will learn, Be'ezer Hashem, in a short while, in Maseches Erevin, that Shlomo HaMelech was misaken, that in order to be able to carry in a courtyard, which is a chatzer, one cannot carry from one house to the next without a ruve chatzeros, that all the individuals who are in the courtyard join for a potential meal. In the times of Chazal, each one of them would donate a part of a meal, and they would leave it somewhere in the chatzer, that indicates that the chatzer is entirely shared between them. That's for a chatzer. Now, think of a block in New York City with different apartment buildings. An apartment building, each one of the apartment buildings has a shared chatzer. That would be something similar to the chatzer in the time of the Gemara. Now, think of each one of those apartment buildings opening up to a dead-end street. That street is called a mavui, that has different chatzeros that are opening up inside of it. Not only is there a requirement to make an eruve chatzeros, in order to be able to carry in a mavui, you need to do shitufe muvos. Everybody needs to join in. If not, you're not allowed to carry from a chatzer into a mavui. What happens if there's something already in the mavui? Are you allowed to carry from one point of the mavui to the next? So in yesterday's daf, the Gemara posed that question and gave certain opinions in this regard. In yesterday's daf, we had the Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi allowing a knife to be brought from one end of a mavui to another, even though there had not been a shitufe muvaos between the different courtyards. And the Gemara is going to analyze that halacha and quote a different opinion from Reb Zeira in the name of Rav. Itmar, Amar Reb Zeira, Amar Rav, Mavui Shaloi Nishtatfu Boy. If one has a mavui that's clothed in three areas, but they didn't have shitufe muvaos done, Eim Etaltalim Bo Ela B'dal Amos. You can't do tiltal inside of it, except for within four Amos, but you can't bring from one end to the next. Amar Abaye Hamilsa Amar Rabbi Zera Velo Pirsh. This was said by Rabbi Zera, but he didn't explain. Ada also Rabba Bar Avua Pirsh. Rabba Bar Avua did explain. The Amar of Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua Amar Rav. Because Rav Nachman said the name of Rabbi Avua, who said the name of Rav. Mavui Shaloi Nishtatvu Boy. If one has a mavui where there was no Shitufe Muvos, you put a comma. This is a little bit confusing. You put a comma after Shalai Nishtatfu Boy. Mavui Shalai Nishtatfu Boy. There was no Shitufe Muvos. However, Irvu Chatzeros in Batim, but there was an Erev Chatzeros with the houses. We have already delineated that there are two parts in the structure of a dead-end street. You have the Mavui, which is Chatzeros that open out up to that dead-end street. And then you have the chatzeros themselves, which have different houses opening up into a few chatzeros. So here we're talking about there was no shitufe muvos, and there was an eruv chatzeros that each chatzer had joined together the houses. Irvu chatzeros and batin, a metaltal bo. You're not allowed to be metaltal in the mavui. Elo b'dalad amos, only within dalad amos. Lo irvu chatzeros, but what happened if there was no irvu chatzeros in bat there? In Batim, paradoxically, mutter letalto bekulo. Then in such a case, you're allowed to be metalto in the entire mavui. Interesting. If, says Rabbi Zera, if the chatzeros had in a Ruvei Chatzeros, then you can't be metalta on the Mavui. However, if there was not an Ruvei Chatzeros, then you'd be able to be metalta within the Mavui itself. We're not talking about from the Chatzer to the Mavui, but within the Mavui itself. Amar le Rav Chanina Chuzal Rava, Maishna, what's the logic? The Gemara now fleshes out the question, and it explains as follows. Ki irvu Chatzeros, if there was an Eruvei Chatzeros in Batim that allowed you to carry from within the houses of the Chatzeros from one house to the next, Dinitku Chatzeros, so then what happened was the Chatzer is no longer a courtyard, Vinasu Batim, and we view it as a house. And then Virav Litame, Rav will tell us that you can't carry in a Mavoi. Da'amar Rav, Ein Amavoi Nitur Belechoi Vikora, even if you put up, as we will learn Maseches Erevin, that a mavoi you could carry in it if you put up a lechi is a vertical beam and kora is a horizontal beam. However, that's not enough. Achu batim v'chatzeres psuchon l'selcho. There needs to be the normal houses and courtyards open into it. Now, why that is so, we're going to have to wait for Erevin daf heyam and alf what the rationale will be. But that's the rule. You need that structure. Vahacha, but over here, batim ika, you have houses, but chatzeros leka, you don't have a chatzer. The chatzer, because it had an eruv, is no different than all of the houses. So essentially, when you made the eruv a chatzeros, you turn the chatzeros into a house, and Rav says that you cannot carry in a mavui unless there is a mavui that goes into a chatzer. However, over here, the chatzer turned into a bias itself. If that's your logic, asks the Gemara, this one elongated question, starting from Amar Le Rav Chanina, four lines from the bottom, says the Gemara, Kilo Yerevu Nami, even if there isn't an Erev. You said, Rabbi Zeira, that the halacha would be that if there isn't an Erev, then everything is going to be okay. If there's no Eruv Echatzeres, then you could carry in the Mavui. Kilo Yervu Nami, Lechzinu Lahanu Batim Kiman Destimu Dami. Then you could only carry within the houses themselves, and they should be considered cut off and closed off. Vechatzeres Iko Batim Leka. And Rav says you need both Chatzeres and Batim. There you put the question mark four lines in on Kuf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. So, we don't understand exactly the Svara of Rav that says, that you need a something that has the status of both batim and chatzeres to be able to carry. Unfortunately, there isn't a lot of Mar Mekomos that explain it. The closest I found was in the name of the Tshuvas HaRajba in Chelek Hei Tshuva Reish Gimel, where the Rajba explains that when you have batim and chatzeres, psuchen l'socho, so then there are a lot of people around, and it's less likely for a person to forget. Unfortunately, we tend to remember our responsibilities when other people are around and not when no one is around, and therefore it's less likely for a person to carry from the Mavui, the dead-end street, into a Rishus HaRabim. Either way, that is the Shita of Rav. However, when you explain the logic of Rav, you need Batim V'Chatzeros. And the Gemara posited that we understand partially what Rav Zera said, but it still didn't add up. And what makes sense in what Rav Zera had said partially was that if there is an Eruvei Chatzeros, so then we look at the Chatzer like a bias, and it doesn't follow the dictum of Rav that you need Batim V'Chatzeros Pesuchan L'Chos, you just have Batim V'Batim. But the Gemara says that's not going to be enough, because if that would be so, even if there wasn't an Erev as well, so then the Batim are closed off from the Chatzeros, we look at it as entirely closed off, and if that's so, then you only have Chatzeros and not Batim. Answers the Gemara four lines from the top. Efshad Novati LeRishusa DeKula LeGabeChad. What we could suggest is have all of the individuals who are in houses be Mavatel and give up ownership of their house to one person, and that person would be able to carry. And then we would say that he's got a house. He'd be able to carry from his house into a chatzer, and then you've got batim v'chatzeros psuchin l'sol hamavut. Asks the Gemara, sub-self, bayis ika batim leka. At the end of the day, but that's only one house, and Rav's rule was that you need houses, plural. Answers the Gemara, evshin mitzaf ravad palga diyoma l'gabichad. Mi palga diyoma l'panya l'gabichad. Says the Gemara, maybe we'll give an answer and say that one person will have it at one time, In other words, all the houses we'll make up before Shabbos belongs to one person. He's going to be able to carry into the chatzer in half of the day. And then it's going to belong to Shimon on the other half of the day. And then they'll be able to carry into the chatzer. Ask the Gemara, sof sof b'idna disa lahai, leise lahai. But at the end of the day, there's never a time that's batim. It's bias in the morning and bias in the afternoon. Elam Ravashi, rather Ravashi gives a different pshat. Mi garim lechatzeros sheye asru. What made the chatzeros asr? Elam Ravashi, Ravashi says we have to give an entirely different pshat. This that we had tried to explain, that there would be a difference between whether there was an Erev Chatzeros or not affecting the status of the Mavui, according to Rabbi Shimon, that we had said that they were allowed to carry in the Gagos and the Chatzeros, as we had mentioned above, Rabbi Zeira could be explained in the following way. Elamar Ravashi, mi garim lechatzeros sheya asru, batim. The only reason why a chatzer is going to be causing the mavoi to be prohibited to be carried in to the point that you need shitufim avos is because they have houses that you're not allowed to carry from the houses into the chatzer. If not for the houses, of course, it would be no problem carrying into either the chatzer as well as the mavoi. Take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel Batim. Batim hu de garmile. Dilam mishum batim havelu chatzeros and mavoi rishus achas. They would be considered one shus. Continues Rashi, de rav am alaha milsa karebi shimin svirle dam reirvin gag vechatzer vekarvim mavoi kulum rishus achasay. That you could carry in these areas. Umitaltle mizel lezeh. Va'amar Rav Allah, and Rav said on this, halachic Rabbi Shimon, that this, so we follow Rabbi Shimon, and therefore you're allowed to carry in the mavui, v'hu shalo irvu batim chatzeros. If they didn't do an eriv in the chatzeros. Why? What does that have to do with anything? To lo shchichi mani de batim b'chatzer. If there was no eriv, then the objects won't be found in the chatzer. Helkach linyin tilta b'socha nami. Kilo irvu chatzeros and abatim shari. But if there was no eruv, so then in such a case, you could be able to carry even the mavui. Dehavelu kamosh shtatfu bo. Because, and we could view a lalach as if there was a shituf. Why? Demi garim loy lamavi liyasa. What's the reason that the mavui is prohibited to carry it? Ula hatzrich l'shituf, and you need to do shituf. Got batim garim lo. That we're afraid he's going to take stuff from the houses into the chatzer, and then from the chatzer into the mavoi. Ve'enam, shari nistalku mimenu. Because the houses are not available, because there was no eruve chatzeros. Shari nistalku mimenu, mutl hatzim min ha-chatzeros ha-mavoi. And therefore you're allowed to carry from the chatzeros ha-mavoi, kilu nishtatfu, as if a shituf was done. So specifically when there was an Erev Chatzeros, then in such a case we're worried from the stuff coming from the houses into the Mavui. However, if there was no Erev done, so then in such a case we don't have to worry about the objects being transported from the houses into the Mavui. This was a tough Gemara. Bezer Hashem will gain even more clarity when we go on to Maseches Erevin. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now we go back to the topic of our Mishnah, and that is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, that one is allowed to be Docha Shabbos for Mila, and we're going to see how far Rabbi Eliezer's Shita goes. Amar Rabbi Eliezer Machshir Mitzvah Dochnes HaShabbos. Not in every case, when it comes to all mitzvahs, does Rabbi Eliezer say that the machshir of the mitzvah, just like when we had in Mila, the machshire Mila is a knife, so too the machshire mitzvah, one might have inferred that just like the machshir the mitzvah of Mila is Docheh Shabbos, so too machshire mitzvah as well are Docheh Shabbos. when it comes to other mitzvahs. Shareishtei alechem, because when it comes to the two lechem that are brought on Shavuos, choves hayomhein, it's a responsibility to do it on that day. Velo limdon Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer did not teach us that the halachi is that one is allowed to bake them even on Shabbos, except from Gzeres Shavuot. Elam Gzeres Shavuot, the source was only Gzeres Shavuot. The Sani, Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, minayin l'machshir shtei alechem shedoichin es haShabbos. How do we know that the machshir of shtei alechem, in other words, baking them, is docha Shabbos? Nemra hava ba'aimer. V'nema hava b'shtei alechem. Ma hava amura ba'aimer machshir doichin es haShabbos. Just like when it comes to the omer. So there, the Ksira and the Tchina is Docha, the Shabbos, the Gemara, Imenachos Rashi quotes Nibra Maschil Mai, says we learn now from the Pasuk Becharish, Uvekotzir Tishbos, that tells us specifically in Parshas Kisisa, that the Halacha is, as Chazal Darshan it, that the Omer is Docha Shabbos, the cutting of the Omer is Docha Shabbos, so too. We learn out the Omer, which is starts the process of the Shtei Alechem to the Shtei Alechem. But otherwise, if not for this Gzeres HaKosov, we would not say that it Machshirim are Docha. Af Avo Amur B'Shtei Alechem Machshirim Docha Shabbos. The Gemara now points out Mufni. It must be that the Pasuk was open, the Havo, one of those Psukim was open, and needed a drush and need an explanation. Because if it's a logical inference, if it wasn't open for a drasha, ikal mifrach, you could ask that the two aren't the same. Mala omer, it comes to the omer shekein, imotzak tzar kotzer. If you find the barley already cut, you have to cut new barley. Tomer b'shtei alechem, however, when it comes to the wheat of the shtei alechem, shimotzak tzar, eina kotzer. You could just use it. There's no mitzvah of cutting. So, there needed to be a pasuk that was open that said to us, if you will, darsheni, to darshan the pasuk, to darshan the gzer shava. So analyzes the Gemara, li'iafnuye mifni, which pasuk is open? And the Gemara responds, michti, I could find one pasuk, ksiv, it says in regards to the omer, veveisem es omer reshis ktsir chamelakoim, biyom aviyachem. It says, biyom aviyachem, lomeli, why do we need actually biyom aviyachem? That's superfluous. Shmami no lafnuye, it's coming to open it up for the drasha. Asks the Gemara, vakati mufne mitzad echadu, it's still open on one side. Vashamina leila Rabbi Eliezer, tamar mufne mitzad echel meidin ume shivin. However, Rabbi Eliezer taught that if it's only open on one side, you could try to make the limud, but it could also be rejected with a kasha. And if you could be meishiv on such a gzeres shava, we have a good kasha. And that is, at the end of the day, there's a good reason to say that the shtei halechem and the omer are different, because the omer has to be cut and the shtei halechem does not have to be cut. Answers the Gemara, Taviu. It says, in regards to shtei halechem, moshvasechem, Taviu lechem tnufa, ribuyahu, that is open. And since it's open on both sides, so then you can't have a kasha. You can't be meishiv. Asks the Gemara on the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that said that there are mitzvos that Rabbi Eliezer holds that machshirim are not docha Shabbos. L'miyutei mai, what was it coming to exclude? We saw that by Omer it would, because of the drasha. Answers the Gemara, Ilema Limiute Lulav, if you're going to say it's from Lulav, that if you're going to say it's coming to exclude Lulav, that you can't cut off the Adalim Minim on Shabbos, Vatanya, didn't we learn in Braisa, Lulav, Akal Machshirim Doichin, as Shabbos, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbi Eliezer says that it is Doche Shabbos. So it can't be that. Ve'elo Limiute Sukkah. It must be that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're coming to preclude sukkah. In other words, building a sukkah on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Eliezer. By the way, of course, keep in mind that we're only now talking within Rabbi Eliezer, lav dafka, according to the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer is much more prone to be matir these malachos on Shabbos for a mitzvah. Vel miyutei sukkah v'atanyim sukkah v'chol machshir adoichen Shabbos to Reb Eliezer. We also know that for Reb Eliezer, that's also acceptable on Shabbos. Vel miyutei matzah. Maybe it means to preclude matzah. V'atanyim din with their matzah v'chol machshir adoichen Shabbos to Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer even allows you to bake matzah on Shabbos. Vel miyutei shofar. Maybe it coming to preclude shofar. Now, what type of malacha would you do with a shofar? It's not clear from the Gemara or the Mefarshim what exactly we would be talking about in regards to shofar. Maybe it means carrying the shofar in a Rosh Hasharabim, or it would mean killing the ram in order to cut off its shofar, or cutting off the shofar. Either way, there are malachos that the Gemara assumes that one would be able to do. Again, also Rabbi Lezer said expressly that would be okay. So what were we coming to include when we said, this that Rabbi Yochanan had said, 12 lines from the top on Kuf Lam and Aleph Amin Aleph. It sounds like everything that he did, he does permit. He's coming to preclude that you can't hang and tie the tzitzis onto the beged on Shabbos, as well as put on a mezuzah at the entrance of the door. Tanya ami hachli, v'shavin she'en tzietz taliso, v'asa mezuzah l'pischo shu chayv. The Rebbe Eliezer says that on that you're chayv. What's the difference? My time. Am rav yez l'fi she'en lem kavu alehem zman, because they don't have a particular time. All the other things have to be done that day. These don't have to be done that day. You don't have to put tzitzis on the beged, just don't wear the beged. The Gemara will explain shortly why you don't have to put them on the beged. Amale Abaye, Abaye asks, Adarab, the opposite. Mide'en kavu alehem zman, kol shayte v'shayte zimnehu. Every second that you put on the beged, there is a chiv and there is an iser if you don't put on. Elom Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Yitem Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, since he could make them ownerless, and no longer is there a chiyuv for him to put the mezuzah on the door or on the beged, so then there isn't an absolute requirement for him to have it now. Everybody needs to have a lulav on Sukkot. Everybody needs to have a mila knife on the eighth day for the bris of their son. But we don't have to have that particular garment, and we don't have to have that particular house. It's a lesson, a Musar lesson in this Gemara. The Gemara continues, Amar Ma, Lulav v'chol machshir v'dochenes ha-Shabbos. Lulav and all of its machshir mardoche Shabbos. Diru Lazer, Eliezer. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Minola the Rabbi Eliezer. How do we know this idea from Rabbi Eliezer? Ime Omer, if we learn out from the Omer, Ushtei Lechem Shekein Tzarech Gevoah. No. That is something that's specifically a tzorech for Shamayim. It's part of the avodah of the Migdash. So that can't be in regards to lulav v'chol machshirav. We can't learn that out from there. Ela makra b'yom. That the Torah says, u'lekachtem lechem b'yom arishon. So b'yom afilu Shabbos. It's coming to tell you specifically Shabbos. B'yom, on that day including Shabbos. U'lemay hilchasa. And for what issue, ilem letiltol, if we're talking about that the issue is carrying, it's rekra l'mishrei tiltol, do I need a pasuk to allow you to be able to move the item? To come to tell you that you're allowed to move it on Shabbos, even though it doesn't have the status of a utensil. The Gemara asks strongly, it's rekra l'mishrei tiltol, do you need a pasuk to tell you that you're allowed to move the muktzah? You wouldn't need a pasuk. Tiltul itself is only nisa derabanan. El machshirav, but rather it's for those things that allow you to take the lulav. Now, what is that? That means being able to cut it off the tree. Verabanan. And what are the rabbanan going to do with the pasuk biyom? Ahumi boile biyom velo belayla. To tell you that you take the lulav specifically in the day and not at night. For Rabbi Eliezer, how does he know that lulav is taken in the day and not at night? that you learn out the day is not the night. Rabbanan itzrich. We need that pasuk, both psukim. Zakadai dachmina nelev shivis yom misukah. I might think that you should learn out the 7 days from sukkah. Malahalin yom and vafilu leilois. Just like it comes to sukkah, the mitzvah is also at night as we sleep in the sukkah. Afkan yom vafilu leilois kamash malon. So the chidush over here is that we learn from Bayom that's done specifically during the day, the lulav is, and not at night. V'lichlo rachman, according to the Rabbanan. V'lichlo rachman belulav v'neisi hanach v'nilfunim. Why don't we learn the other isurim that we had discussed before, that they're doche Shabbos, for example, when it comes to the mitzvah of shtei halechem, about cutting it, and some of the other things, why don't we learn out those mitzvahs from lulav? That those mitzvahs are docha the isurim. V'nilfa minam shem likol nifrach malu lulav shekein to'un arba minim. We would say that lulav is different because lulav requires specifically four minim. Now here, the Gemara is a little bit unclear, a little bit cryptic. What exactly is the significance of the four minim? For that matter, Tosis and Libra Maschel Shekein points out that the Omer and the Shtei Alechem also are for Minim, because the Kvasim, the Yayin, and the Shemen are brought along with it. Take a look at Tosis, Dibra Maschel, Shekein. This is a cryptic idea of what exactly the Gemara means about the significance of it being specifically for Minim. We learned Sukkah v'chomach shu'ed dochnes ha'shasi Reb Elazar. How do we know that the building of the Sukkah would be Doch Shabbos, even if it meant cutting things from the ground? Ime Omer, if he's learning out from Omer Shtei Lechem Shekein Tzarek Gevo, we can't learn from there because that specifically has a status of Avoda in the Migdash. Ha'yimu Lulav Shekein Ton Arba Minim. We mentioned this cryptic value of Lulav because it's four separate Minim. Ela Gomar Shivas Yamin Mi Lulav. But we learn out the 7 days from Lulav. Malahala Machshirin Dochnes Shabbos. Afkan Nami Machshirin Dochnes Shabbos. Just like those 7 days of Sukkot, the Machshirin of Lulav Adocha, so too when it comes to Sukkah. Ask the Gemara, V'lichta Rachmanu B'Sukkah V'Nesi Hanach. So why don't we just simply learn from Sukkah? Why do we learn from Lulav? V'Nigmar M'Neim Shemdikul Mifrach Mal Sukkah Shekeinu Heges Pelaylos Kibiyam. You wouldn't be able to learn everything out from Sukkah, because Sukkah has a tzad that's more chomer. However, you can learn out from Lulav, because it would be a form of Kal V'Chomer. If only during the day it's Docha, certainly the mitzvah has both day and night, and that's at the same time, certainly it would be Docha. The Gemara continues, Matzah v'kol machshirah Docha nes ha-Shabbos. Matzah and all its machshir ma also Docha ha-Shabbos. Divrei Rav Elazar, not only the Rav Elazar, huh? How did we learn out? Ima omer shtei lechem shekein tzarek gevo. You can't learn out from there. Ima lulav shekein ton arba minim. A lulav is different because it needs arba aminim. Imi sukkah, shekeinu hagis belailas kibiyam. Ela gomer chamisha asar mechagis sukkah. So we make an equation of the 15th and the 15th. By the way, the Gemara makes out this gzera shava, the 15th of Tishrei to the 15th of Nisan, or the 15th of Nisan to 15th Tishrei to teach us other halachos. For example, the Gemara in Pesachim says that we learn out the Gemara in Sukkah says that we learn out from the fact that there is a mitzvah to eat a kezias of matzah on the night of Pesach, so too there's a mitzvah on the night of the 15th to eat a kezias in a sukkah. So too here we have another gzer shava, what's called gzer shava tesvav. Gomar chamisha asar mechag sukkahs. Ma lahal machshirin doruch nes haShabbos. Just like there, when it comes to the 15th sukkahs, the machshirin doruch Shabbos. Afkam machshirin doruch nes haShabbos. Asks the Gemara, why do we learn from sukkah? Why do we have sukkah teach matzah? Why don't we have matzah teach other things? V'lichta rachman of matzah v'nei sahanach v'ligmar v'neim shum nikla mifrach ma'alid matzah shekeinu heges bin noshim kiba noshim. When it comes to matzah, the Gemara tells us, kol sheyeshno bebal tochal chametz yeshno b'achilas matzah. Whoever has the prohibition of eating chametz also has the prohibition of eating, the mitzvah of eating matzah. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Mem Gimel and Beis elaborates on this. So that's the reason, says the Gemara, why the same would apply specifically in regards to matzah, that matzah has a greater stringency, but you wouldn't be able to learn out sukkah for machshirin. That only when there's a mitzvah that's so chamor that applies both anoshim and noshim, even though it's a mitzvah saseshes man grama, so there maybe the machshirin is docha. By sukkah mehechi teisi, how would we know it? So that's why we have sukkah that teaches us, and we make a kal v'chomer from matzah. Shofar v'chom machshirin docha, the Shabbos, the Lazar, how did he learn that? out. Imi Amar Shtei Lechem Shekein Tzara Gevoah. Imi Lulav Shekein Tohan Arba Min. We already translated this a few times. Imi Sivka Shekein Nuhagas Belaylik Tzkabiyam. Imi Matzah Shekein Nuhagas Benashim Kao Nashim. Elo Amar Kral Yoyim Trua Yelochem. Beyom Afilu L'Shabbos. Like Zeres HaKosu says that it should be a day of blowing for you. Yom Trua. And it says Yom specifically coming to be Marbe Afilu Shabbos. Ulamai. What type of Malach are we talking about? This we struggled with on Amud Aleph. Now the Gemara fleshes it out. If we're talking about Tkiyah, Tan Rebbe Shmuel, Kam Lach Savod Lo Sasu, Yasa Tkiyah Shov, Rediyas HaPas, Shei Chochma Vein HaMalacha. The Gemara on Daf Gimel earlier had taught us the idea that Rediyas HaPas is not a Malacha. So too Tkiyah Shov, a famous expression of the Gemara, is not considered a Malacha either. That appears also earlier in the Gemara Kufi and Zayin Amid Beis, as well as in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis. Ela l'machshirin, but rather it's coming to tell us specifically machshirin, because what else will be talking about a shofar? V'rabbanan, and according to Rabbanan, that don't say that, and they don't darsh in the pasuk that way, how are they going to explain the pasuk? B'yom ahumi b'yle b'yom v'lo b'layla, to tell us that the mitzvah is to blow specifically in day and not at night. V'Rebbe Eliezer, what's Rebbe Eliezer? How is he going to know that? B'yom v'layla b'nole, how is he going to know? Nafgalemi b'yom ha-kippurim taviru shofar b'chol artzachem. That when it comes to the Yovel, there on Yom HaKippurim, in the 50th year, the shofar blast is heard around the land of Eretz Yisrael, and stunned specifically by Yom, the Gamri Me'adadi. And we learn out from the blasts of Yom HaKippurim. That's absolutely fascinating that the blast of Yom Kippur tells us the halacha for Rosh Hashanah. It says the Gemara, V'lichtov Rachman v'shefer v'leisei hanach v'ligmer minei, Nitkiya Shofar de Rosh Hashanah, Lekel and Migmar. We can't learn out from the Tkiya Shofar of Rosh Hashanah to teach other things. Shekein Machneses Zichrono Shal Yisrael Avi and Shebishamayim. It's such a special thing. It's Doch HaShabbos. Maybe we would have thought, because specifically it raises up the memories of Klal Yisrael Schuyos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shamayim. What about the Tkiya Shofar of Yom HaKippur Miyovim? With Tkiya Shofar of Yom HaKippur, like when we Amar Mar Taku Bezin Shofar Niftu Avodim Lebatayim V'Sados Chozros Lebalein. There's a very, very significant thing that takes place in the Shofar of Yovel, and maybe only there, because there's the special thing that takes place. So then, in such a case, the halacha would be that one would not be able to do the Machshirin of Shofar. Again, presumably that means the slaughtering of the animal. So then in such a case, it can't be done on Yom HaKippurim. It could be done specifically, excuse me, on Yom HaKippurim, because there Yom HaKippurim is unique, because Niftu Avodim Latem V'Sados Chozos L'Baleihem, it's a unique transformative state for the Jewish people, in contrast to the other things, where maybe Sukkah and so on, which doesn't have the same implications and some same significance, maybe would not be Doch HaShabbos. Therefore, a shofar for Yom HaKippurim of Yovel cannot be a Makar either. From a very difficult Gemara that we had in the opening lines of Kuf Lamed Aleph, all the way to relatively easy Daf, Kuf Lamed Aleph on the Beis, there's nothing like the Daf Yomi to help us traverse through Shas. Bezer Hashem, we now go on to the halacha topic. Bezer Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from Kuf Lamed Aleph is the halachos of dwelling in a house that does not have a mezuzah kosher on its doorpost. It emerges from our sugya because our Gemara told us that even though Rabbi Eliezer said that many machshirei mitzvah, for example, cutting down wood or a lulav to be able to use for a lulav or wood possibly for a sukkah as well would be permissible according to Rabbi Eliezer because machshirei mitzvah are doche Shabbos. Nevertheless, the Gemara says on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph that would not apply to affixing a mezuzah to the doorpost. It qualifies as boneh, and it would not be done on Shabbos. That machshir would not be acceptable. The Gemara asks on top of Kuf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, why not? When it comes to mezuzah, you're being mevatel mitzvah at every second. Says the Gemara, since you're able to be mafkir, that house, and no longer be chayiv for it, it's not a necessity. If it's no longer a necessity, and you could be mafkir, so then in such a case, it's not doche Shabbos. This brings us to that topic of what a person is supposed to do if there is no kosher mezuzah on the house in an instance where they are intending to dwell in it. For example, the Sefer Berer Halacha in Chelek Vav in Yoredeya in Simin Reish Pei Beis deals, Reish Pei Vav, excuse me, deals with the following phenomenon. And that is every once in a while you go to someone for Shabbos and they put you up in an apartment. As you walk into the apartment, let's take the following scenario. You see that there's no mezuzah there. What's the halacha? Now, first of all, if you're a pundiki, if you're a guest, and you're not socher, you're not renting the room, then the halacha is that a pundiki has 30 days to put up a mezuzah. He doesn't need to put up a mezuzah immediately. However, if he's someone who rents, so that's a gemara, a sugya, in Perek HaShoel, at the end of Perek HaShoel, in Bava Metzia, the Gemara discusses that a socher, a renter, really has a chiyuv immediately to put up a mezuzah, and that is the halacha in Eretz Yisrael. However, those of us who are living in Eretz Yisrael, by definition, once we are here, we are kavua in Eretz Yisrael. However, in Chutz La'aretz, your place is in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara seems to intonate. However, if you're there for 30 days, Mameila, it appears as if he's Kavua. We're dramatizing the Gemara, but that is the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara. And that is that in Chutz La'aretz, not every Dira, by being there for one night, is not considered Kavua. In Eretz Yisrael, wherever you go, even for one night, is Kavua. And therefore, if you're renting this apartment, then that is a real shaila. The best suggestion that many poskim give, which was a suggestion that Reb Zalman of Volozhin, as we're going to describe in a story that's quoted in his name, followed, which emerges from our Gemara, is the individual who's renting that place should be mafkir, should make hefker his zechus in that building, and now our Gemara returns that Hefker is Potter from Mezuzah. This suggestion the Pnina Halacha brings down is also found on the commentary of a famous set of Sefer in Hilchos Mezuzah, that's a Sefer, and Hilchos Stam in general, Sefer Das Kedoshim in Simon Reish Pei Hei, Sif Kotin Gimel, in the commentary Migdash Ma'at on the Das Kedoshim. There he suggests, in a case of where a mezuzah falls off on Shabbos, so then your lechura, one, is stuck, it cannot be affixed on Shabbos, that the best suggestion would be to be mafkir the house. And the Ramban, on our sugya, says beferish in Dibar Maskul Darminan, that if he lives in a bais of hefker, so then in such a case, he won't be chayiv to affix the mezuzah. Some suggest that in such a case on Shabbos, since he was stuck and the mitzvah is l'kpo mezuzah and he can't, then he's potter, while others suggest that you have to leave the house. The best solution is this solution that emerges from our Gemara, to in front of three people to be mafkir the house. Now the Sefer Birur Halacha, in the case of where you come to a house and before Shabbos, you notice that it doesn't have a mezuzah, is not sure whether hefker would work, because maybe hefker doesn't work for someone who is a socher. And some say also, maybe you can't just be mafkir if you're the socher. You also need the confirmation of the maskir. At the end of the day, though, this might be a possible solution, and it is the solution that emerges from our Gemara. In fact, this is recorded in a biography from Reb Zalman Volozhiner that was written many, many years ago. It is a collector's item. I would recommend this book. It's interesting reading. It would be a study in the development of biographies of Gedolei Torah. Many have written about the Milos and Chesronos of biographies that have been written today. The Sefer Toldos Adam was written, I would approximate, in the early 18th century. That's a while ago. After the early death of Reb Zalman of Volozhin, who was the brother of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. I once was discussing a Rambam with Reb Braunschweigel, may he have a refuah shleima, and he, not only being sholeit in many sugyas, and in the Svarim of Rishonim and Achronim, he brought me a raya from the Sefer of the Toldos Adam, which is this fascinating biography of Reb Zalman Volozhiner. And there, they describe an interesting incident. And that is Reb Zalman Volozhiner came to a hotel on Erev Shabbos, and he noticed that the mezuzah was less than one-third down from the top of the doorpost. That's something that people are not careful for. And Reb Zalman Volozhiner was makpid on the fact that it needs to be a third down, and there wasn't enough time to fix until, and the only way he would use that room, since it was too close to Shabbos, to actually readjust the mezuzah, is he had the owner, he asked of the owner to be mafgir, the bayis, in front of three people. So we do see that our Gemara was used, this idea of being mafgir in front of three people, as in the story of Reb Zalman Volozhiner. The Rajba points out in our sugi, in Dibra Maschil Howel, that this solution will only work for 30 days, like we mentioned in Chutz La'aretz, similar to what we mentioned in Chutz La'aretz. But more than 30 days, making the house hefker would not be enough. So B'shas HaDchak, we see from our Gemara that if a person is in a situation where the mezuzah is not affixed and for particular ones, the best thing would to be mafgir the house. In the case of Schirus, there are questions in Choser Mishpat whether that Schirus would work. This is a suggestion that emerges from our Gemara.